Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps. My name is Kerry Stevenson. Today, I've brought back Andrew Monckton. He's the Managing Director of Kin Mining. Now, for those of you that know, Kin Mining has got the Cardinia Project over in Western Australia, and they keep making these little discoveries. What's that going to lead to? I'm going to ask Andrew Monckton that on today's conversation. Andrew, good to see you. Welcome back to Small Caps.
Thanks, Kerry. It's good to be back.
Well, recently you have, oh, and I didn't mention the ASX code, nice and simple, ladies and gentlemen, KIN for KIN. Recently you've made another little discovery in the Cardinia project that you've got over there, Pegasus. Talk to us about that, because you keep finding all these little ones, but let's start with Pegasus and then let's pull it all together to see what you're thinking.
Okay, yes, so Pegasus is a discovery that we've made about a kilometre south of the main deposit at Cardinia. The main deposit at Cardinia is called Bruno Lewis.
Yeah.
And we think we found a parallel structure to the Bruno lodes, which form the majority of the Bruno Lewis deposit. So just to remind viewers, Bruno Lewis is 375,000 ounces and it contains three lodes, two Bruno lodes that are oriented northwest, and the Lewis lode, which is oriented north-south. And we think that Pegasus, which is about a kilometre to the south, is another one of these Bruno lodes. So my expectation...
Why do you think it's another one of those?
Oh, yeah, so it's in that northwest orientation. We have some geological indicators that it has a similar style to the Bruno lodes. So each of these lodes has a distinctive geological style.
Okay.
And it looks like it's an absolute spitting image for a Bruno type mineralization. So we think we found another structure there that we'll be following up in the next 3 or 4 months.
If there's a similarity with these, does that mean that there's what, you know, I hate to say the word, but I'm going to, the mother lode? Is that what you're ultimately looking for?
Well, yeah, we think that the geological indicators for this whole Cardinia area are that there's so much mineralization. Firstly, you know, there's in excess of a dozen deposits there now, most of them relatively small. You know, they're 50,000 ounces to, as I mentioned, Bruno Lewis is the largest one at 375,000 ounces, but they're typically in that 50,000 ounces to 150,000 ounces in the near surface environment. But our geological indicators that we have there is that there are lots of these relatively small deposits, but they all have a common parent, which is a much bigger mineralized system. So our expectation is all those smaller deposits are indicators to us that there is something very significant going on in this Cardinia area from a mineralisation point of view.
So just tell us, remind us as well, how big is Cardinia and how much have you drilled to date? You know, is it 10%, 2%? And what the news flow is going to be from here? Because you recently did a capital raise, so plenty of money in the bank to get the drilling done. So I'd like to just understand what the news flow is right now. What you've got rigs out there at the moment. How much have you drilled? What are you going to be doing in the near future?
So we have, as you mentioned, $10.3 million in the bank, just completed a $7 million capital raise with existing shareholders at 10.5 cents. And so we have plenty of cash to continue the exploration program, which we are terming Phase 5. So this Phase 5 program is targeting a number of these known deposits in extending them. The RC rig is currently at a deposit called Rangoon, which is about 2 kilometres to the northeast of Pegasus, where drilling 3,000 metres at Rangoon looking for continuations of the high-grade intersections that we got there over this last 3 or 4 months ago.
Yep.
So we had typical intersections of, you know, 3 and 4 and 5 meters of 7 grams, 10 grams, 20 grams. So that thinner but higher grade type of mineralization. So the RC rig is working on Rangoon as we speak. And we are waiting on the second phase of work from, and this is air core drilling at Pegasus. So the results that we announced early last week were the first phase of work at Pegasus. We have a second phase that's still in the assay lab at the moment. Yeah. And once those assays are back, and I'm expecting those back in the next circa 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
The RC rig, once it's finished at Rangoon, will then go on to Pegasus and drill out the, or not drill out, but investigate the high-grade parts of Pegasus once we have a full understanding of how sizable it is. Now, Pegasus currently is 2 or 3 lodes of mineralization. It's about 800 meters long, and those 2 or 3 lodes of mineralization are spread over about 100 meters wide. So, you know, plenty of targets for us to take the RC rig to, but I want to wait until we've got this second phase of air core back in this next 3 or 4 weeks.
This might sound like a really dumb question, I'm going to ask because I'm not a geologist, and many of my viewers out there are not geologists either. If you've got all these, and I did ask you before, how much of the Cardinia project have you drilled? How do you know that there's the mother load, as I said before, and how the heck do you know where to go to find it? Or is it really just a bit of luck, not judgment? I guess I'm just going, how long does this take before you might find it? How confident are you of finding it?
So the Cardinia Hill, sorry, not Cardinia Hill, the Cardinia area is about 10 kilometres north-south by about 6 kilometres east-west.
Okay.
So it's a very substantial block of ground to cover with exploration. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Kerry, there's an awful lot of science that goes into the discovery process.
Yeah.
So we've approached this with a systematic approach, collecting all that baseline data and geochemical data and geophysical data and a whole host of other data sets. And we use the power that's in those data sets to window in to where the most likely places are. And there's lots of indicators that vector you towards where the big deposits will be. And we then go through and systematically test those big deposits with some deeper drilling and some downhole technologies that we employ, yeah. You know, and the exploration game's a very science-based game these days.
Yeah.
Lots of tech, lots of good indicators. And so far, all the things that we've seen at Cardinia indicate to us that, you know, there's a substantial ore body or ore bodies in this Cardinia area. And we're just working our way through the process of vectoring into where the highest probability of those things, those big deposits are. And there's lots of good examples in this whole region of, you know, multiple million ounce deposits, and we have very similar styles to those multi-million ounce deposits.
Well, talk to us about that. You know, if it's similar style and they're multi-million ounce, so paint us a picture of that, Andrew.
Okay, so a company called Saracen, which merged with Northern Star a little less than 6 months ago. They started out as a modest-sized company with a project called Carasu Dam.
Yep.
And they redeveloped Carasu with some solid exploration work after the open pits had been mined, and that solid exploration work led them into two pretty substantial underground mines. You know, they're sitting on about 3 million ounces of resources at the moment and have mined close to 2 million ounces, so it's a pretty sizable discovery.
Yep.
And our rocks are exactly a mirror image for the rocks at Carasu. The rocks are the same, the structural position is the same, and the style of mineralisation that we're getting is the same. So, you know, we're hopeful. In the exploration game, there's never any cast iron guarantees, but we're hopeful that we get similar kinds of results that Carosue have come across, or that Saracen came across at Carosue.
Have you grabbed any of the people that worked on Carosue and said, come over here because this is very similar, and you've already done the work over there, so you're halfway, you know, you can help us.
Yeah, some of our people have some experience there.
Oh, good.
But we have good relations with most of the neighbours, in fact, all of the neighbours. So, you know, there's lots of cross-fertilisation from the geological fraternity with different operations, so that particularly, you know, young geologists get some exposure to the kinds of things that old-timers like me have seen a few times.
Well, steady on. I think I'm older than you are. So others have walked this ground before without success. What are you doing differently that is going to deliver value to shareholders in the future?
I guess the one of the issues with Cardinia and the whole package that Kin has is it was owned by a number of very good exploration groups previously.
Yep.
But it was always the poor relation of the assets that those companies had. You know, they had a better operation or a better exploration project elsewhere, and so Cardinia always received a much smaller funding allocation and less experienced geological eyes looking over it.
Okay.
So, and Kerry, not to be flippant about this, you know, the gold price is now $2,500, and you know, when people were exploring this 20 odd years ago, you know, the gold price was well south of $500 or $600 an ounce. So, and that makes a significant difference, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. So what are the news? We're coming into Christmas. So you can take some time off. I want to get, an idea of the news flow coming out, because I guess that the game changer for Kin, you, as you said, you're doing this systematically. There's some good assays that you're getting out of some of these different projects, good grades. What's going to get you closer to that motherload? What do you think is going to, is it this systematic? How many more of these smaller ones do you need to find to build that picture to zone in?
Yeah, I think the we're waiting on these last assays from Pegasus.
Yep.
We'll continue with the RC rig up until Christmas time.
Okay.
The RC rig will take a break over January, and we'll get all those assays back of the work that we're doing at the moment and the Pegasus work by the end of January, and we'll sit down and analyse exactly where we go next.
Okay.
But I'm expecting that, you know, these results that we'll put out from the Rangoon drilling will be pretty solid. We also have a sizable program of work that's been completed at a satellite project called Mount Flora.
Oh, we spoke about Mount Flora last time. Yes. What's happened with that?
Yeah, so we've completed, prior to drilling it, coming back with the RC rig to Cardinia, we were at Mount Flora for 3 or 4 weeks, drilled 3,000 metres of RC as the first deeper drilling that's been done at Mount Flora. And, you know, those 3,000-odd assays are sitting in the assay lab at the moment. So they'll be released once they've all been received. So I'm expecting that'll be, you know, closer to Christmas or maybe early January by the time all those assays are back. So there's still going to be a pretty solid news flow over the December and January period, despite the fact that, you know, drilling will stop in late December for a break of about 4 or 5 weeks.
And is it is important for you to then sit down and work out the next steps rather than just going and spending shareholder funds by drilling for the sake of drilling? How much of time do you take to have a look at all of these assay results to plan what the next drilling program is going to be?
Well, we have a reasonable idea of the budget and the plan for the next 6 months between the end of December and the middle of next year.
Right.
We have a plan that's live now, but we'll modify that with the results that we see from the results out in December and the results out in January. So there'll be some modifications to it, I'm sure, because things will come up the priority list and other things will fall back down the priority list depending on what the results look like from this round of work. But we've got a pretty solid program from February all the way through the middle of the year on continuing the systematic assessment of some of the other prospects, some of which don't have names yet, but they're only ideas in people's heads, or they are some historical results that haven't been followed up from 20 odd years ago. You know, we have some RAB drilling that was done about 3 or 4 kilometres north that's got some really good numbers in it, but we've got to go out there and do a systematic program in and around that, you know, aided by some of the geophysical work that we've been doing, particularly the gravity work that we've been doing over this last 6 months or so.
Andrew, just a final couple of questions. Just remind us, how deep is this? Is this going to be ultimately open cut underground? How deep does it go?
The pit designs that we've done so far on the deposits that we have, and we've got about a dozen deposits here, they've got pit designs on them. Those pit designs go between 75 metres deep and about 125 metres deep.
Okay.
The vast majority of the drilling is down to that 125 metre depth. But we have a couple of deposits, Helens and Cardinia Hill, that we've drilled down to about 250 metres vertical. And they certainly have underground kind of widths and underground kind of grades. Right. In them. There's a lot more work to do on those to prove up an underground development, but there certainly are some indicators that you can get 3, 4, 5 and up to 15 metres at 5 grams plus in some of these deposits. So they certainly are attractive underground grades, and that's going to be assessed over this next little period of time. In the mining game, of course, the open pits come first, so you've got to prove those first, and then you'll prove up the underground as you get an understanding of how the open pit mine performs and the ore performs in that open pit mine. As long as you've got some basis for saying, yes, we've got the width and the grade to be able to take it into underground mining.
Now, no one likes me asking this question, but I'm going to ask it. What like it's all good. You've got you've raised the money. You've got the rig. There's plenty of work to be done. What are the challenges for Kin Mining at the moment?
Getting everything into a coherent mine plan. We like to always run these mine planning sessions with a base load feed, a sizable pit with sustainable, reliable production, and then complement those with satellites. Now we've got enough satellite mines to do that. And so we're looking to confirm the base load feed at a grade that's sustainable for the long term, for the life of the mine, if you like. And that's then a reliable source that you can go to month in, month out, and just complement with higher grade satellite feed from time to time. So that's really that mine planning and confirmation that either Bruno Lewis will become that baseload feed, or Bruno Lewis Pegasus, or some slightly larger add-ons to that we're working on at the moment. So I'm hopeful, but no guarantee that Bruno Lewis will turn into this baseload feed for us. So that's probably a challenge right at the moment, Kerry.
Before we finish up, are you going to have your own processing plant? Are you going to truck it somewhere? Has that come into the thought process at the moment, or is it too early?
We think about that all the time. We have some of the components of a processing plant, not all.
Right. What does that mean, Andrew?
Well, Kin had a failed attempt at construction of a processing plant 3.5 years ago.
Yep.
And we still have the components of that. So they're all in mothballs, being looked after well. So we could have a relatively quick and a relatively cheap start to that.
Yeah.
If we wanted to go mining in our own backyard. But there are 4 substantial processing plants all within about 50 or 60 kilometres of us. And so having good neighbours and good relations with those neighbours where you can get access to those processing plants is a good option for us, I think. Now, whether you can get a deal done with those owners of those plants that's in both parties' best interest, well, that's the art of the deal. So we're working on both those fronts. I guess a fallback is we go alone if we get a big enough deposit or a long enough life or some higher grade material available to us. If we continue along the same pathway, then you know, we'll probably head down the joint venture or the good neighbourly relations pathway.
Good neighbourly relations, nothing like it, as they say. I think there's a television program called Neighbours. Anyway, Andrew, we've run out of time. I'd love to finish off my interviews with this, which is for my investment audience out there, why you think right now is a good time for them. Three reasons, not four, three, why they should be sitting up and taking notice of Kin Mining right now.
Optionality of going standalone or going with other parties in the district. We've had a number of votes of confidence from major shareholders, the most recent one being St Barbara, who's our nearest neighbour, who took a 19% stake in us recently. So I think that's an indicator to the market that things are moving in this Leonora region. And exploration is just an exciting game, Kerry. So you're waiting on the next big hit from the next big drill hole. And everybody likes a little punt on those sorts of things. So I think they're reasonable reasons for some kin to be on your radar screen.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. He didn't give me three. He gave me two very strong ones, so I'll accept that from him. Andrew Monckton, Managing Director of Kin Mining. Great to chat to you today. If I don't speak to you beforehand, happy Christmas. We'll see you in 2022.
Thanks, Kerry. Pleasure, as always.
Unless you find that great big discovery, and then I want you to make a phone call and say, Kerry, bring me back on.
Okay.
All righty.
Thanks, Kerry.